Well, I just read an astonishing edition of the letter. Check radio. Don't tap microphones, George. Do I tap your microphone? You're not supposed to tap microphones. Besides, you almost make me drop my blank paper here that I rattle around so that it sounds like I'm reading something. No, it's been a while since I've read the letter. How do we describe the? It's that other podcast. That's right. If you search for me, you'll see the. There's the green one, and then there's the orange one, and then there's the, whatever. If you want to know about the podcast, you need to go to jessesteele.com. I tell you what, it took me 6 hours today, and I totally revamped. I redid the logos at the symphony, the editorial. You know the symphony editorial. The Pacific Daily Times editorial, it's the political podcast that I keep talking about so I don't talk about politics. I get it all out of my system. And then when I talk to you, I'm not talking politics. And I refrained from talking politics before the election. Believe me. No, George, if they want to find out whether I rattle around the empty paper in the Symphony editorial podcast, then they're going to go listen for themselves. They're smart people. Okay, see, although he's new, George understands the people in Reed Rapids. They think that if I don't tell you what they already know, that I'm being rude. They need to hear me say what they know that I know that they already know so that you know it. No, okay? For those of you who haven't listened to the Symphony editorial podcast in Stitcher and iTunes... No, I don't rattle around a paper in that. Glad we got that out of the way. No, go. I'm excited about the letter. Yeah, it's the other pot. I don't want to talk about, this is not an advertisement for my podcast, George. No, they're all available in iTunes and Stitcher, although the letter might not be available in Stitcher. I'll have to email Stitcher and find it. Well, whatever, it doesn't matter. No, they're all available on the Pacific Daily Times website, so you can go there. There we go. Thank you. Getting to more important things. And no, I absolutely refuse to say the word election even once in this podcast. Everybody's all talking about election. And I'm not even going to say the word. I'm not even talking about the election. It's been said. I'll get to that in time. Anyhow, let's see. What do we have here? I've had a recent... It's come back to me, folks. I know that I have not been delivering the denialist cartoons. I've been really, really, really busy coding, creating this code, this masterpiece. You know how you've been, I can't talk. You know how you've been working and trying to get something done, and yeah, that's what I've been, and I had to stop doing the denialist, but today something got in. See, no. It's all China Daily Mail. Was the editor over there was all, I mean, he was Jesse. You've got this logo. I mean, you've got the whole... It's a China blog. And you're writing about the cadence in the Pacific. But you've got a map of the world. And you've got a bagpiper wearing a helmet. And so... Nah, China Daily Mail syndicates me. I might be willing to people left writing for it. I'm so loyal. I don't know. Ah, maybe their editor got busy too. You know how it is, you get busy. Have you been busy? I've been busy. We've all been busy. But something got into me. A bee got into my bagpipes. And I just had to go. I just felt like logoing. And so I spent 6 hours today. You can go to the Symphony blog. I made the two logos. The Encore one and the Cadence one. And I just made it. And it took me 6 hours to make these. They're, one of them's mainly red and one of them's mostly blue. And then it's got a couple other colors in there. And it took me 6 hours today. And so, like, this art thing came over me. Last night, I was, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to stop what you're doing. He said, I want you to stop and just listen to me. He said, I need to minister to your heart. Your heart needs me. And I said, all right, okay, I'll stop. And then he said, now go find some pictures, some free pictures. Because you've got to go get some stuff done, and I need you to get free pictures. So I looked for free pictures, and I started clicking around, and I found this awesome website, and I forgot what it was called, but it was awesome. I know I've got it saved, but I just that is some one of those weird names. You know how all the normal words in English are taken, so we're making up. I discovered this awesome site, and I'm going to get back. I'm going to use that as my photo source for Avenue Guru. Yeah. I've been needing to redo the artwork at the Symphony editorial blog, and I'm getting back into artwork, folks. And I'm nearing the end of my complex web product, and I wish that I wish I had it out, but I don't. Anyhow, art is coming back to me, and I've been wondering what to do. And I'm saying, what should I learn next? I mean, I'm finishing. What should I learn next? And the Lord said, Jesse, go out for a walk. I mean, that's what Joshua did. So I went out for a walk and grabbed a cigarette, which I only smoke when I'm writing or deciding what to write. And I went out, and the Lord said, hey, you know that one neighbor kid? Go talk to him. I'm like, well, I don't even know if he's even here. Well, all of a sudden, I turn around. There's this car stopped behind me. And they're up watching the neighbor kid. He's parking the car. I said, well, there you are. I was going to want to talk to you. He said, well, what do you want to talk about? I said, well, what should I do? I said, should I really try to learn CSS and web design stuff to do my next product? Or should I go on YouTube and put together some videos on how to learn English? Because I know how to teach English like uber fast. Not drive fast, but he said, Jesse, you've got to do the YouTube thing. You've got to get English teaching videos up on YouTube. People can read them. It's universal. Everyone's got YouTube on their phone, in their glasses, on their watch. It's everywhere. Get YouTube. You'll help so many people. Do the YouTube thing. Do it. Do that one. And I said, yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, he went off. He heard me say YouTube. He just went off on it. Huh. So I'm glad. I listened. Listening's a good thing. Yeah. Keep going. I guess. Work. We're in a season of work. We need to work. We got to work and get stuff done. We don't have time to just... there's too much pondering and arguing an idea in just... We know what we're doing. It's probably best if I just get to the point. Exhausting one's case is unfortunately something only lawyers understand. That's one reason so many of them are good at pushing the limits. Not every idea, not every argument, not every method of persuasion needs to be made. Once we get a clear enough picture to remove doubt that is reasonable, it's time to end arguments and begin deliberation. Losers try to keep argument going as long as they can because they are unhappy if everyone doesn't agree with them. Proof, evidence, and especially self-evidence don't need long explanations. Once things are seen for what they are, it's time to choose. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.